I piled into Rufus and thought I was getting the upper hand when he put a judo move on me, throwed me to the ground and landed on top of me. I knew I was finished. I could hear Beulah crying. Rufus got me by the throat, closed his jaws, and started digging in. Well, as you might have guessed by now, he didn't kill me. All at once, Slim and High Loper and Billy, he lived on the ranch down the creek and always kept a bunch of mutts around, such as Plato and Rufus, and Beulah was the only good dog he'd ever owned, if you ask me. All at once, Slim and High Loper and Billy were there yelling and trying to pull us apart. Here, Roof! Down, boy! Yeah! Cut that out! Billy took his pet dragon by the collar and dragged him a short distance away. Loper held me back. Billy, that's quite a dog you got there. He's bad, ain't he? I figured I needed a dog around that could take care of business. Say, I thought old Hank was a better fighter than that. Loper looked down at me. So did I. I wagged my tail and whimpered. Couldn't he see that my dadgum eyes were crossed? I mean, how can a dog fight with eye crossorosis? Loper didn't notice. I guess he's showing his age. You don't think about these dogs getting old, but they do, same as the rest of us. Well, Hank, anything broke? Only my heart, but I didn't expect him to care about that. Well, said Billy, guess I'd better take this beast home before he does some more damage. Y'all come see us. Sure will, and y'all come too. They got into the pickup and drove off. I'll never forget the expression on Beulah's face as they pulled out. She just looked at me with big, sad eyes while Roof sat on the bale of hay, looking like a king on his throne. When they were gone, Loper reached down and rubbed me behind the ears. Well, Hank, I guess you're not the top dog in the neighborhood anymore. Kind of hurts, don't it? Loper and Slim went back to work and left me there alone. It kinda hurt, yes it did. One final note. Don't forget to destroy this tape, and don't let the kids find out what happened.